Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned into 103.3 WZND. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are here with a very special guest. We are here with secretary and historian Carla Merida, a part of Omega Phi Beta. Hi, Carla. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning, everyone. So good to be here.
Yes, I'm so happy to hear. Just tell us a little bit about the sorority that you're a part of and some of the work that you guys do for just those who don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I am a sister of Omega Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated here at Illinois State. So we are a multicultural sorority that we're known. We're also known on the campus as the Sunflowers or the Radiant Betas. And then actually, fun fact, we just had our 35th Founders Day this past Friday. And then just a little bit more of like the work that we do. So our philanthropy is raising awareness of violence against women. So we focus a lot of our events and work around that.
That is so commendable. That is so awesome. The 35th Founders Day, that is so, so cool. I've heard that y'all have so many exciting events going on this week, and I'm just curious if you want to share just a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we actually have our spring week of events, which we call the Week of Illumination. So we're actually hosting events Monday through Friday this week. I'm really excited because we're like getting back onto campus and all of that. So we're actually having a chamoy sale today on Schrader Plaza from 11 to 1:30. We'd really appreciate it if everybody comes out because we are doing it in collaboration with one of our newest members, a small business. So we're collaborating with them on that. And then we also have an informational in Stevenson today at 7 o'clock. And then I'm really excited about our market and mingle event, which is going to be in the Student Services Building 1:30 tomorrow from 5:30 to 7, which we're going to be showcasing women-owned businesses in honor of Women's History Month.
I am so happy to hear that. And again, you know, also supporting small businesses, like you said, and as well as being able to help learn more about like women's history, especially during Women's History Month. That's so cool to hear.
For sure. Thank you. And then if anybody else wants to check out locations and times for like the rest of our events, I'd really appreciate it if you could follow us on Instagram, which is ISU_OPBSI. But if you don't have social media, you can always check our events on Redbird Life under Omega Phi Beta.
I just want to say, I really am interested. You said that you were secretary and historian with the word historian. Like what came like about that?
So because of our like philanthropy with like women's empowerment, so like taking back like the word of like historian, because a lot of our history in general, just like in the United States or the country, we've always like it's always like men like taking care of like history, or like they're the main ones that have written down history. So it's kind of like us taking back that word, even though it is just like a position within our own chapter of like not historian, but like our historian, and making sure that like we keep up the traditions of our sorority and then like our chapter overall.
I'm really glad to hear that, and I think that's very commendable. And again, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing a little bit about, you know, you said the Week of Illumination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is so cool, and all of the really awesome events that y'all have going on. One more time, just when and where can people support for the sale today?
Oh, so the sale today is going to be Schrader Plaza from 11 to 1:30 p.m.
Thank you again, Carla, for coming in and just sharing a little bit about, you know, your sorority and all of the events that are going on. And we'll definitely have to come out and support.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for having me. Hope to see people there. Thank you.
Yes, of course.